5MU and Up and Adam this morning on this Tuesday. That's In Excess and Disappear. Our next guest loves an In Excess song, a particular In Excess song. It's not Disappear, it's generally Never Tear Us Apart. And he loves the holding the scarf aloft, but it's off-season. So he's talking to us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk to Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Yes, welcome. Another Tuesday. Come. It's every day's bin day and every other day's Tuesday, it seems. We're talking again, Richard Pascoe, a delight.
Morning, Adam. Always good talking to you. Yep, the Never Tear Us Apart gets the blood pumping more than the Australian cricket team does at the moment.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, a review, another review into it and what we should be doing.
Yeah, we need a separate T20 coach for a start.
Right.
Honestly, you know, the Australian Cricket Board's mucked up the whole schedule.
Get
dreadful.
Get Ponting in. Yeah. Just get Ricky in. Get him in.
Whatever he needs.
Whatever he wants. That's right. When your big name signing for the tournament is a guy who used to play for Singapore, you might have to think a few things through, you know?
He didn't fire a shot.
No, anyway.
No, thank God for Maxi on Friday night.
Absolutely. And now the answer to the question, who do you think is going to win the T20 World Cup, is no one cares.
Exactly right. No, I was just about to play exactly the same thing. I'm not watching it.
No one gives a tinker's cuss. Yep.
No, I'd rather watch pre-season training at Port Adelaide.
Right. 82,000 watched India. Thank goodness we have an open immigration policy
well
in that country.
Done.
Well done. Absolutely.
Yeah, which is great. Well done.
Yeah, so, too right. They're a great crowd too.
They are.
Now, Windows 11. It had its issues, Richard. It had its it had worse PR than Medibank. But now are people moving over to it?
Yeah, very slowly. As we remember, it was fraught with problems. Got to say, it's, you know, you go and buy a computer Windows 11. People, it's fine. It's a good operating system. I really enjoy it. But 1 year on, and the uptake is still bad. It turns out only currently 15% of PC users are running Windows 11, which is 5% more than the number of people using Windows 7. If you're still on Windows 7, people, you need to have a good hard look at yourself, because I'm seeing issues in both security and software with Windows 7. The most popular operating system is Windows 10, with over 70% of machines running at this time.
I think we're still running ME. Is that okay? We're still running...
I used to love ME.
ME...
You would buy an ME computer, is why it only lasted, and only you and I probably remember it.
Yeah.
Put it on the internet, and it was infected within 30 seconds.
Yes. How chaotic would you like your toolbar?
Exactly right. So you just leave it sitting there, and there'll be things popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Right there. So, you know, people out there, so, you know, you're not in a rush to upgrade at the moment, but if you've got a machine that's running Windows 10 and it offers you the Windows 11 upgrade, you might as well do it, people.
Give it a crack.
Nothing wrong with it all. Good operating system.
Must be, the Windows must be none too happy with the uptake. They'd be a little nervous in the shareholders.
No. Yeah, and we've got to say that because Apple accounts for 15% now, and people say, well, that's not much, but you know, people are now saying the only laptop year on year to beat year on year now are Apple laptops.
Yeah,
they're slowly coming now, because honestly, they are the quickest with the best battery life on the market at the moment.
Yeah, all right. Computer habits that you should stop doing. Richard, people do these things, and you think you should wave a big red flag over doing them again.
I'll give you three things. Cleaning the registry. Tickies used to recommend it. You used to go into the registry. Good luck if you want to do that. And you go and get rid of all the old programs that used to be a way of preventing problems and crashes on there. Normally, it would cause you to have a computer that didn't boot in the end or not work properly, so you don't do that. Deleting all your computer's pre-installed software. So I had somebody the other week who bought an Asus computer, They went, no, I don't need any of this stuff, deleted all of these things, and then went along and deleted all the Aces stuff on there as well, and was left with a brick that we had to reset. So, yes, no, you don't do that. And finally, using a free PC cleaner.
Now, I know about this.
Yeah, you might not want to get me out. You might not want to get any tech people out. So people are still using those crappy PC cleaners they find on the internet. They don't do anything for you.
Right, they don't do anything, do they?
No,
they just they just make a pretty picture run on the thing for an hour or two, and then they tell you they're clean, and they've done nothing.
They've done nothing. And the worst thing is it can also cause a non-booting computer. Windows 10 and 11 have a thing called Storage Sense on there, which if you turn it on, does what the free PC cleaner should have done in the first place.
Right.
So I always say to people, turn Storage Sense on, does a good job.
What was that thing you used to have to do 100 years ago where and it'd go along and there'd be like a grid and it'd like all the, there was like green ones and black ones and it'd move all the black
defrag.
Ones. Defragging.
Defragging.
Yeah.
We don't do that. There is a company that does sell a free PC cleaner out there that has another tool on it called Defragler.
Right.
For the love of God, people, never ever install that piece of nonsense.
Oh, okay. Yes. Good work. Defragging, a thing of the past.
It is.
Okay, good. Now, this is a fascinating story about how effective an Apple Watch can be if you are in a spot of bother.
You remember the story last week about the man whose car got run into by the two truck tyres?
Yes. Yeah.
So Blake Jackson had been out with his mates, 8:30 p.m. on a Tuesday night, and then suddenly two enormous truck tyres are coming down the road straight towards him.
Yeah.
Hit his car, lots of damage to the car on there as well, but his Apple Watch started to vibrate and told him, you've been in a high-impact crash.
Right.
So it asked him to confirm on screen, which he did. It automatically dialed 000 and notified his emergency contacts on his phone.
That's fascinating.
And I've got to say, you know, is one of the to me, it's one of the big selling points of the new Apple Watch and the new iPhones on there. So, you know, it does detect if you've been in a car accident. And I think Blake was one of the first people around who's, you know, made it in Australia to the news for this.
Okay.
But Apple tested it. They used a range of crash scenarios, including rear, side, front impacts and rollover events. And I just think it's a very, very good thing. And I think it will save lives in the end.
Yeah, ripper. Well done. And glad that a good bit of news came out of what was a pretty horrific and terrifying moment for him, to be fair.
Yeah, poor kid.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah. Great. That is some excellent news to get on with. Don't do things. Maybe do the Windows 11. In fact, go on. What do you got to lose?
Yeah. And no, it's, honestly, people out there, Windows 11, if it offers it to you now, do it.
All right.
Plug it in and just do it. All right.
You'll like it.
You will.
And, of course, if you are prone to being in high-speed accidents, an Apple Watch. Get one of those for Christmas.
Could help, yes.
Could help. Could, yes. Thank you for bringing it back to actual things that will stop us getting sued. Richard, thank you so much. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au, of course, if you would like to know more. And on there is also the details, should you wish to have Richard help you in your technological life overcome some of the obstacles you might have faced by improper internet usage. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll talk next week. That is Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen. All thanks to Optus.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Here at 5MU, our mission is simple. Play the songs you know and love. Like the best from the 80s. Chicago.